We want to send you to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven. You'll also get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again in Japan. Your chance to win is coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. There's a large ice block, mysteriously, they say, crashing through the roof of a house in Whittier. And they want to know what it's made of. And I don't think they're going to be happy with the answer. What's up with Florida? A crazy way a woman fights the police? She works at a massage parlor, and that story has everything. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Bleachers when they play the K-Rock Sound Space next week. And at the Troub, September 21st. So two different times you get to see them. Plus, the Strokes in Japan. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are looking at an idiot.
I love that song so much. New Evanescence, Who Will You Follow is the name of that on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to see the Strokes in Japan. It's K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 12. You automatically get tickets for Just Like Heaven, and you're on the standby boarding list. And we will do that in a little over 20 minutes right here on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see the Strokes in Japan. Coming up in 20 minutes. This story comes out of Tennessee. A Tennessee school board member has been censured for calling a student hot.
This clip shows Urban touching the student and making the comment during last week's meeting.
God, you're hot. You know that? Hey, where'd you go to school at?
I go to Crockett.
All right.
As a dad with daughters, f*** this guy. So the school board calls a meeting to discuss what they should do about this creep.
At Wednesday afternoon's emergency meeting called by the chair of the board, parents and community members demanded accountability, asking Urban to resign.
Wouldn't it be a perfect world if people who are in positions of power and abused it resigned?
And the best thing that you can do as a human being, a father, and somebody that says that you care about this community is go ahead and step on down.
He did put his arm around her and say, God, you're hot. I gotta tell you, old white men are fucked up. You shouldn't have to be told as a school board member not to put your arm around a student and say she's hot. Especially these days that we have a probable pedophile in chief in the White House. People seem to have been emboldened to say the stuff that goes on in their mind quietly, to say it out loud in front of a crowd of mostly parents at a school board meeting.
Following a heated public comment, the board was given the opportunity to speak. Irvin read a statement saying the clip was taken out of context.
Oh, I can't wait for what the context was that made that cool.
When I mentioned she was hot, I meant she was on a roll. It was nothing to do with her appearance.
He meant she was on a roll. It has nothing to do with her appearance when he told her she was hot.
Some board members also said he should step down. In the end, it was a unanimous vote to censure Irvin. A censure is a statement from the board saying they disapprove of what a member has said or done.
Well, that should take care of it.
It's the only disciplinary action available, as a board member cannot be terminated unless they do something illegal.
Well, at the very least, I guess we could take some comfort in the fact that this is the first time that's ever happened with this guy.
According to records obtained by News 5, Irvin has been censured before in 2009 for making a lewd sexual gesture in a classroom at David Crockett High School.
A lewd gesture in a high school. What could possibly be his excuse for that?
Irvin said he was trying to be 18 again, and he wanted kids to be able to talk to him.
Oh! You could see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven and also qualify to see him again in Japan. Your chance to qualify is coming up right after Depeche Mode on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, you are caller 20.
Yeah. All right.
You got tickets to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them a second time in Japan.
All right. I'm excited.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A routine health inspection at a Florida massage parlor took a bizarre and ironic turn this week
when police say an employee tried to avoid arrest in an equally gross and unsanitary way.
All right, so it's a massage parlor, equally gross and, what did he call it, repulsive? Oh, no, just unsanitary. I'm going to go with repulsive.
Officers were called to the Palms of Emerald Coast Massage Parlor on Tuesday, January 13th, after a Florida Department of Health employee reported being verbally abused and physically confronted during a routine inspection.
I'm here as an inspector.
Authorities say the employee was 55-year-old Fong Wong, a masseuse working at the business. According to police, Wong became upset during the inspection, began yelling at the health department worker, and allegedly attempted to force the inspector out of the building.
All right, so you can't do any of that, but I still haven't heard something that's foul.
The confrontation escalated to the point where police were requested to respond. When officers arrived and attempted to detain Wong, she allegedly resisted.
All right, so now it's not just the health inspector, it's the actual police. This woman, Wong, is a really tiny human being. What damage could she do?
Police say that during the arrest attempt, Wong intentionally began pooping toward the officers in an effort to avoid being taken into custody.
Okay. How do you poop at someone? This is something I've not learned so far in my life, and I'd like to know. How exactly do you poop in someone's direction? And shouldn't we let her go just for that?
Despite her actions, officers were able to take Wong into custody. She was booked into the Okaloosa County Jail, where she is currently being held without bond. Jail records show Wong faces multiple charges, including battery on a Department of Health employee, resisting or obstructing an officer, and working as a masseuse without a license.
No charge for the poop? What is up with Florida? If you get a chance to see Sombra this weekend at Coachella, make sure you do that. He started with that song this past weekend. I don't know if it'll be the same this coming weekend, but he is fantastic.
Scary moments in Whittier where a huge chunk of ice fell through the ceiling of a home. But where did it come from?
Where did it come from? Where could it possibly have come from? Ice falling out of the sky in Whittier. Details next on K-Rock. Out of Whittier, California, a homeowner in Whittier is left picking up the pieces after a large block of ice mysteriously fell from the sky.
Scary moments in Whittier where a huge chunk of ice fell through the ceiling of a home, but where did it come from?
It was a giant square piece of ice. Why is this report already so vague? Where could it have come from?
One L.A. County supervisor is calling on the Federal Aviation Administration to investigate after flight data revealed a plane was passing through the area at the very same time.
What?
This was not a small piece of ice. It was a big block that caused, honestly, a lot of damage. And now L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn is calling for the FAA to investigate. Her office releasing these photos this afternoon. You can see the big block of ice and the major hole left in the roof of the Whittier home.
That block of ice went right through the roof into the living room.
Luckily, no one hurt as the block of ice landed on the couch. We went to the home today. You can see now that the gaping hole has been patched up.
I don't love the word gaping.
The owner of the home, who also lives on property, says that she submitted a formal complaint to the FAA, and she's now saving the ice in a freezer bag for the investigation.
We definitely want to know what it consists of and if it's going to affect our health.
I mean, don't we all know what it consists of? It can be blue in color. It can be frozen aircraft toilet waste mixed with disinfected chemicals. So you don't want to handle that with your hands so much.
Secondly, we understand if it is, an airplane or something of the fact.
Why can't we just say it's an airplane? It's a giant square cube of ice. What else would make that?
We understand why it happens. Because even right now, as we're speaking, there's a plane flying over us.
Not that this was a plane, but if it was a plane, there's a plane flying over us.
And, it's scary.
She also said for whatever reason, that ice, it smelled pretty bad.
Really? The blue ice smelled pretty bad. Huh.
And she mentioned their health. They're somewhat concerned that they touched the ice, not knowing what it really consisted of.
If you don't know what it consists of, I don't know that I'd go right at it with my hands. Got to taste it so you get some more information.
Supervisor Hahn is hoping the investigation will lead to the FAA taking whatever steps necessary to prevent something like that from happening again.
Not that it's a plane, but if the FAA had any say over it, and it was a plane, and it was maybe from the toilet on the plane, then maybe they could do something that kept that from happening more often. allegedly. Not saying it was. We don't know. We've got more tickets for you to see the Strokes at Just Like Heaven and also see them again in Japan. Keep listening for your chance to qualify from K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Well, I got three things of four coming up. I'm going to tell you about a doctor who forgot a patient in an MRI machine for 6 hours. Oh, my God.
If you're going out to Coachella, make sure that you see Nine Inch Noise, which is Nine Inch Nails. It's both Trent and Atticus with Boys Noise, and they do a lot of Nine Inch Nails songs, including that one. Which was a highlight.
Oh, I was watching Somber. It was one of those things where I had to decide.
You got to pick.
I don't know if I did the right thing.
I watched the first half when Billy Corgan came out. I went, right.
Oh, you were smart. I should have followed you. Damn it.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. But first, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a doctor is now facing a $1 million lawsuit after they forgot a patient in an MRI machine for 6 hours.
Oh, no.
Yup, here is the story.
It's outrageous. You'd never guess what happened to this man during a simple MRI scan. He went to the hospital for a routine MRI, but what happened next was unbelievable. Around midnight, after being placed inside the MRI machine, the doctors completely forgot about him. His head was restrained, he wore a mask, and his phone was left outside the machine. Once the scan began, the doctors went to do other things, even marking the scan as complete in the system before handing it over to another colleague. The man was trapped in the machine for nearly 6 hours.
Wow.
Unable to move, shouting for help, but no one responded. His wife couldn't find him and called the police, but the hospital told her the scan was over and he had left. He wasn't finally rescued until the next morning when a cleaning worker heard his cries for help. Now the man is suing the doctors, seeking $1 million in damages, alleging gross negligence. The doctors and staff involved have been held accountable, but the psychological trauma is irreparable. What do you think? If you were him, would you sue this doctor?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000% would sue this dog. That is my nightmare.
Yes.
Can you believe that happened to that guy?
No, I cannot.
That was him yelling in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Number two, an 89-year-old woman in Beijing is going viral after she climbed down the outside of her apartment building from the 27th floor to escape a bedroom she accidentally locked herself inside. Officials say she couldn't call for help because she had left her cell phone in the living room. So she climbed out onto the exterior of the building and carefully moved along the metal cages surrounding the air conditioning units nearly 160 feet above the ground.
Wow.
She's 89 years old. A cleaner and a security guard spotted her, called emergency services, and firefighters rushed in, secured her with a rope, and pulled her safely back inside through a lower floor window. Amazingly, she wasn't hurt, and the whole thing has people in absolute disbelief. Spider-Man grandma for the win.
Spider-Mom. I love it.
Spider-Mom. We love her. Number three, a homeowner in Whittier is still trying to figure out what literally fell into his living room after a large chunk of ice crashed through his roof and ceiling in the middle of the day, landing right on his couch. The man said it sounded like an explosion, and he had actually just stepped out of the room moments before it happened, narrowly avoiding being hit. Flight tracking data showed a plane that was passing directly overhead at the time, and so the man is now calling for a full investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration.
But why did the report I watched go so far out of their way to not say it was from an airplane?
I know. So the mysterious
what
chunk.
What could it be from?
The mysterious chunk had a strong odor to it.
Yes.
And they're holding it for testing, and they're saying that it could be something known as blue ice.
Yep.
Which can form if frozen waste leaks from a plane's lavatory system.
Yep.
So I think they're really trying to glaze over the fact that, oh, no, it's not a plane. It could be. They really do not want to admit that this could be large quantities of people's waste that have turned into an ice block and landed in someone's living
room.
Went
right through their ceiling.
Unbelievable.
Insane.
So that story is developing. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The song today is from Suki Waterhouse, who is an English model, actress, and singer. She began modeling as a teenager, then got into acting, and now has become known for both her fashion work and her music. The 420 catch of the day today is back in love, and it's from Suki Waterhouse on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Suki Waterhouse, back in love. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, in Three Things at Four, you did a story that I love, and then you showed me the picture.
Yeah, the video.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so 89-year-old woman in Beijing going viral after she climbed down the outside of her apartment building from the 27th floor to escape a bedroom that she accidentally locked herself inside. And she couldn't call anybody because she left her phone in the living room. So she climbed out onto the exterior of the building and was going down these metal cages that surround the air conditioning units. And she was really high up.
I don't know that I would have ever considered that.
No, and especially at 89 years old.
Right.
So eventually, yes, the firefighters came and she's safe and she's good. But it was alarming that she would be like, you know what?
That's
here I go.
I'm gonna climb
going out
down.
The window.
That's what I'm gonna
so
do.
High up. Unbelievable.
89 years old. You got locked out before?
Oh, yeah.
I got
locked out. I remember coming in and being like, I locked myself out of my house today, dude. And I was in my pajamas. I luckily had my phone. I was doing my laundry. Uh-oh. EAS. We got an EAS. Oh, is it Amber Alert? It's Amber Alert.
No, I don't know. It's not my phone.
It's my phone.
Boom.
Whoa, yours is coming. Yours is coming next. It is.
All right.
Oh my God. But I did lock myself out, and then I had to call a locksmith, and he totally ruined my door, and it was a whole thing, but whatever.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yep. Good times.
I locked myself out naked, and that was odd. Actually, just really in the garage, I couldn't get back into the house.
Oh my God.
So I had to leave the garage and crawl along the side of the house while people next door were having a party.
Oh
in
my
the backyard.
God. Were you just having your own little naked party?
Yes,
inside?
I was.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
Good
I don't remember.
So you had to army crawl along the side of your house to get to your like back door?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. It's
not army crawl
so
because, you know. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You got locked out. That is the topic. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, you're going to see Bleachers twice, once here in the Sound Space next week, and then at the Troubadour on September 10th.
You got locked out. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls about getting locked out.
And for the best call, you're going to see Bleachers twice, once at the Sound Space and at the Troubadour.
800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on You Got Locked Out.
This is the craziest text in the entire world. The 626 said, one time I locked my keys into my truck, hopped on the bed of my truck to slide open the middle rear window, tried to squeeze through and reach the side door latch to try to unlock the rear door. Arm's reach wasn't long enough. Got stuck in window. Top half inside the truck with my legs sticking out. Couldn't get my phone because my phone were in my jeans. Stuck for 10 minutes. Luckily, a coworker walked by. He saw a strange ass and legs sticking out of a truck. They legit had to unbuckle my pants, then pants me while they basically thrust me through the truck as I swiveled my upper body through inside.
Wow.
That's
some good work.
Quite a story.
If you're going out to Coachella this weekend, make sure and catch Somber on the outdoor stage. I believe it's Saturday at 5 or 7.
Yeah, 7.
7
yes.
o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We're taking your phone calls on You Got Locked Out.
Hey, so I got locked out of my car with the car running in the middle of nowhere. So I had to call a tow truck, and the tow truck's going to take about 4 hours to get to me.
Oh,
no way.
So, yeah.
And where were you?
I was all the way a little bit past Vegas going towards Utah.
And did you get out to take a leak and you locked yourself out?
Yeah, and it was when it was like 100 degrees outside.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude.
So for some reason, I kept my car running, and I locked the door, and then I was, like, screwed.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, it's not what you want when it's 100 degrees out in the middle of the desert.
Right.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you. You got locked out?
I did.
Let's hear
it. I got locked out, and I lived in a three-story, huge 1800s Victorian in New Jersey.
Okay.
So it had a foyer, right?
Right.
And I couldn't get into the front, so had to kind of lay down in the foyer.
I thought the foyer was just inside the front door.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused.
Then I decided to go to the back mudroom.
What?
And cover myself with, but I had to cover myself with placemats so I could fall asleep. And then around 5 o'clock in the morning, my uncle found me.
Are we playing Mad Libs? Because all of the words you're saying are so bizarre.
Mudroom, placemats.
You slept under placemats.
Yeah.
Where'd you get placemats?
Well, they just had them in the back room, so I didn't have any blankets. So I just covered myself with placemats so I would have a blanket.
Okay. Were you really young at the time, and were you trying to sneak back in? Why couldn't you just knock on the door?
It was late at night, and I didn't want to wake up, like, my family. Oh. I was, like, in my 20s.
Oh, my God.
Are you high right now?
Left in the back mudroom,
under those placemats.
Just snuggle a little placemat, maybe a dirty boot.
Ooh.
All right.
Nice, comfy.
You're insane. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I don't know if this counts. I got locked in one time when I was, a few years ago, I was working at a children's hospital, and for Halloween, I dressed up as Spider-Man.
Right.
And I worked for like a week. I like lost weight. I like starved myself so I could fit in the costume. They loved it. But when I got home, I realized I couldn't unzip it. I got stuck in there, and no one was at home to help me out. So I was sitting in my house for like 4 hours stuck in the Spider-Man costume until my brother-in-law got home and had to let me out.
Oh,
and I couldn't use the bathroom. I couldn't do anything. And I was too scared and embarrassed to go outside to ask someone to unzip me.
You locked yourself in a Spider-Man costume.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are not the calls I thought we were going to get.
Not even close.
I got to be honest.
This is why.
You got locked out. That's the topic, 800-520-1067.
And the best call, we're going to send you to see Bleachers. You'll see them here at the K-Rock Sound Space and again at the Troubadour.
We want you to go see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan. Your shot to make that happen is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
That is Dexter and the Moon Rocks. And the song is called Freak It Out. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
And we are talking about you got locked out. The 562 said, years ago, I was at a conference in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. I had gone upstairs to meet with one of my coworkers in the hotel. When I was trying to go back to my room, I saw a sign that said stairs. So I went out the door. And as soon as the door opened, the emergency alarm went off and I was stuck on the outside. The whole entire hotel had to evacuate and the firefighters had to come. And this was in the middle of the night during winter where people were outside asking what was going on. And I just bit my tongue and didn't say anything. I didn't want to get in trouble. Oh, my God.
It's one of those days when I'm grateful that you people are nuts.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
These calls have been so weird.
We have been taking your calls on you got locked out. You have a story like that?
I locked myself out of my car and my house. I locked the car keys in the car, the house keys in the house.
So you got locked out of two different places.
Yes.
The car and the house.
I was living at a friend's aunt's house.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to get in the house, get the keys. Couldn't get in. She was out of town. Basically, I found an axe in the garage.
An axe?
I had to grab short. Listen, I tried the credit card method. It didn't work.
Sure.
I tried it.
They make it look so easy on TV.
Right?
I used the axe to break in the garage door. Not my own aunt's house, mind you.
Right.
Got the keys, got this locked up, got in the car, made it home. But, yeah, it was quite an ordeal.
So separately, you lock the keys in the car and you lock another set of keys in the house.
Exactly.
That's
strong.
Yeah, that's really impressive. And you had to pay to get the stuff fixed, I'm assuming, that you broke.
I had to pay to get everything fixed.
Yep.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
I actually got invited as a guest a few years ago when you guys did the breakfast with Incubus in Calabasas.
Right.
And I drove my friend. We got really, really high the morning of in our hotel. And then we showed up and the valet was going to go ahead and take the car. And I jumped out with the keys in the car running and shut the door. And it, like, blocked the entire line of everybody trying to park with valet that day.
Oh, my God. You sabotaged the breakfast with.
Everybody else had to sit in line because your car was locked?
Yep. And we had to get out and try to find somebody in the line that would help us break into my car without breaking the window.
So did you succeed?
You find someone?
Yes, we did. Somebody saved me, and we got into the breakfast like in the last people.
Oh, my.
In the back, and we had VIP tickets to get in the front.
That is legendary.
That is pretty great.
So good.
K-Rock, hello.
Yep, okay. So I was probably around like 19 or 20, and I was selling my ex-boyfriend's Apple Watch on OfferUp.
Nice.
You know that shady app?
Yep.
Yeah, so I found out that he had cheated on me through the Apple Watch when I found it in my car. And I was like, hey, let me put it on there, right? So some girl was like, oh, I'll buy it from you. So she shows up on the app and messages me. So I'm like, okay, I'll go meet her. It's not a lady. It's a guy.
Oh,
and
no.
So Either way, I sell it to him. And then I go to my car and I cannot get in. And I was like, oh, my God. So I knock on the guy's door, and I'm like, hey, want to give me a ride to my house?
What a terrible idea that is.
So that I can get my spare key. And he's like, sure, yeah, get in. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I get to my house, and my house key is on my car key. So I kind of walked out of my house, too.
You're the worst.
Break in through like our little bathroom window, which is like tiny,
right?
But I get in there, and so I get my spare key, and then I get back in the stranger's car. I go back to my car. I probably could have gone like kidnapped, like,
oh yeah,
two, like twice, but
I mean, kidnapped is best case scenario. That is so dangerous.
This is crazy, girl. Wow.
That's a lot of bad decisions being made there.
Whoa. I mean, come on. That's kind of unbeatable, right?
I mean, it really kind of
yeah,
is.
Yeah. So this is, so I put her on hold. It's Danny.
Danny, hi.
Hi. I'm still alive.
First of all, you make bad decisions.
Yes, you do. And yeah, we're going to reward
yeah,
them.
And second of all, we're going to reward them. You are our winner.
Thank you. I made it.
Yes, yeah. You did.
So, Danny, you're going to go see Bleachers in the Sound Space here at K-Rock and then see him again at the Troubadour.
How cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done. We have one more chance for you to qualify to see the Strokes in Japan.
And tickets to see them at Just Like Heaven. Be caller 20 next on K-Rock.